I'm interested in the pace of the game. A lot of Brits complain that it's too slow. We have a stoppage always, half times or long. You have halftime in your football and soccer here, but that's something that didn't turn you away. You didn't mind the fact that there were timeouts and there was going to be time in between each play. Why was that?
I think you get past that. I think there is that first time I started watching highlights. So it was a 1 hour highlights program. Then when you first watch that live game, yes, you're investing a lot of your time, but I think people have moved past that because of the internet and the way we get games here in the UK. We can watch as much as somebody sitting in Miami or New York can do. So I think you get used to the length of the games. And I always, my argument to people that say, well, the game's stop start and it goes on for more than 3 hours, I always say to them, did you enjoy watching Andy Murray at Wimbledon this year? It's just what you're used to, because tennis is short periods of explosive action followed by a stoppage, and it lasts over 3 hours. So to me, the NFL's no different. I think more and more people are getting used to that. I would say from a fan point of view, when you look at since the International Series games were played 2007, and I think you guys will see it when you go to Regent Street on Saturday and see all the fans there. It used to be all fans my age, people that had got into the sport in the 80s and, you know, grown up with American football. Now there's this new wave of fans coming in because people are going to a game at Wembley Stadium. They're enjoying the experience. They're going to play in their universities. They're playing for their amateur teams. And then they're watching us on Sky Sports. So, yeah, I think the fan base is getting younger. And people are trying to play the game as well. I mean, I played back in the 1990s. We pay to play.
Wow.
We pay to play this game. And you know, you tell NFL players that, they say, well, don't tell the owners that because we don't want that business model. But, yeah, there's been a real groundswell, I think, and it starts from these International Series games.
Let's talk about the global brand of the Raiders. The Raiders are known internationally. We're expecting an unbelievable turnout from the Raider Nation around the globe. There are Raider fans in South America, in the Far East, and obviously, since I've been here all week long, I'm just impressed of seeing so much silver and black walking around London.
Yep.
Talk about how important it is that the Raiders are playing in this game.
Very important. Hugely important, I think, for the NFL. Again, if you use the catalyst, you go back to the 80s. I grew up watching Marcus Allen, Howie Long, you know, and then you read about the Raiders and the stories. I mean, I think everyone's drawn to rebellious teams or teams that have a colourful history. There's no doubt the Raiders have that colourful history, you know, a band of renegades, you know, rampaging through the NFL and winning the Super Bowls. That's what the Raiders were. You either loved them or hated them, but you couldn't ignore them. And I think to have the Raiders here, as you say, they spread beyond America. They're like the Dallas Cowboys, I think, are the same way. I think because of the 80s and Dan Marino, the Miami Dolphins have a very popular following here in the UK. So we have two storied franchises, and that's not hyperbole. I think that's genuine and that's real, and that's going to make for a great atmosphere at Wembley on Sunday.
Are you surprised by the Raiders' 0-3 start, especially the way they played at New England? Close game that came down to the wire. The Raider Nation was not expecting that they'd be looking for this first win in London.
I am a little bit surprised that they're 0-3. I'm not surprised they lost to New England. I think New England on the road is a tough one. But it's kind of balanced by the veteran players that they brought in, I thought would really help win and be more successful. You counter that with you're throwing a rookie quarterback into the mix, so there are lumps that go with that, a learning curve. So it's kind of been a mixed bag for me. I think the growing pains on offense have been clear to see, but if I were a Raiders fan, I would accept those lumps and those growing pains because I see in Derek Carr somebody who could be here for the next decade or more. So you have to accept that there will be ups and downs early on.
Last question. Do you envision, as a journalist and a TV personality, anchoring the coverage of an NFL Super Bowl in London in the next 5 years, a decade out, or is that something that's just not going to happen because America doesn't want to give up that event?
If I'm honest, and I'm a massive fan of what's happening here in the UK, I don't think we'll ever have a Super Bowl. I just think it's too much an American day. It's too big a part of the American culture. Time difference would be a huge factor. You'd be kicking off a Super Bowl at 11:30 at night here in London. But I do think I will be anchoring the coverage on Sky Sports and talking about a London franchise.
Talk about that if we could wrap it up. What would it take? Would it be a distressed owner? Would it be an owner that's just not having an impact in the States, who wants to move his team because of a fan issue and the money's just overwhelming here? How would that happen?
My own personal view is that at some point these owners, and I'm speculating from afar, but these owners, they have more money than they will ever need in their lives. They are hugely successful businessmen. At some point, I think one of them will want to be first at something. They will want to be first and will want to make history. And if you look at the numbers, 250,000 tickets sold for 3 games here at Wembley Stadium this year. You know, that's, you're getting on for a pretty decent amount of fans here in the UK. High level support from Commissioner Goodell, Woody Johnson of the New York Jets, Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Jerry Jones says there should be a franchise, Robert Kraft of the Patriots. You know, it could be me just sitting here saying it's a pipe dream, but those are some pretty powerful people in the NFL who've thrown their weight behind the potential for a London franchise. So I think at some point somebody's going to want to make their mark, leave their legacy and make their little piece of NFL history, and I think we'll end up with a team here.
Let's talk about actual game day and the presentation, from the pyrotechnics to the celebration on the field. It really seems like the NFL and London, Wembley are all on the same page.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to what I said when I was a young kid, being drawn in by all of the excitement, not just the action on the field, but everything that goes with the game. And I think the NFL want to do that again. This is not a Super Bowl, but they want to make it a show, you know, so they want a pregame show. They want the huge fan rally the day before the Raiders and Dolphins play, where there'll be over 500,000 people on Regent Street in the heart of London. It's about sending the fans away on Sunday evening and say, well, I haven't just seen fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the field. I've been entertained for a whole weekend, and that's what the NFL does. The NFL does everything bigger, better, and more in your face than any other league out there, and I think that's to be applauded. So it's not a Super Bowl, but it's 3 big events, and the NFL want to make the most of them, and players actually go away talking about how it's a playoff type atmosphere. So that's great for all of us involved.